Thank you for calling our staff fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, my name is Gail, and we had a technician here earlier this morning, and he was wonderful. I do, as I'm sitting here going over different things that we talked about, mm-hmm. I was wondering, you physically have an office in Kingston?
We do.
Is it possible for me to take a ride into Kingston and ask a couple of questions of someone there?
So we have the office in Kingston. I believe that they don't have anybody at the front desk. But is there anything that I will be able to help you answer, or you want to talk to someone like physically?
Well, I think I'm a little bit older, so the technology in that is all new to me. Okay,
I understand.
And I'm looking at the icon on my phone that says the home pass.
Yes.
And I was just looking that over because my husband and I felt that our fiber had been hacked in some way. And the technician came this morning, and lo and behold, there was a major problem. And he was very kind and rectified the problem, and we now have service, which is great. But we're concerned about turning the computer on or anything for fear it could be hacked again. How can I be secure in feeling that it's secure to get back online again on the computer, physically on the computer? Because we don't know whether they hacked into email or telephone or how they hacked.
Okay, so was your HomePass app hacked?
We're not sure, and that's why looking over the HomePass, I have a lot of questions because I'm looking at things that I don't really understand. And I just wondered if there was somebody that if I took a ride to Kingston, which is like a 10-minute ride, mm-hmm. that the questions could be asked. I'm sorry I didn't open this up while the tech was here this morning, but it never thought to do that.
It's okay. So let me see. Let me pull up the account first. Can
it's
I have your last
Robert.
Name, please? Oh, Robert.
Chappelle. Chappelle.
Okay, I found the account. Can you verify the address for me, please?
25 Birchwood Drive West, and that's in Saugerties, New York.
Okay, thank you. And do you know the email address that he has on file?
I believe it's galeann1223@gmail.com.
No, that's not the one that he has on file.
Okay, how about rchappelle@hdc.rr.com?
Yes, thank you so much for verifying that information. That is the one that we have. All right, so let me see how I can assist you with the home pass app.
I mean, can I open that while I'm still talking to you? Or
yes, you're able to open it.
Okay, as I'm going through it, okay,
mm-hmm.
it says when it comes to guard, it said there were four events, and also to it at one point it said. Trying to see what else. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things on here that when it comes to the devices. It just seems like there's, well, right now I'm looking at it, says 13 online, which seems
Yes, I'm taking a look at the devices you have connected right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes. Do you recognize?
As I'm looking down at them, we don't have an Android anymore.
All right, so the Android is not your looks. Let me see if it's connected. Smartphone.
And then again, could that have still been like the technician's phone? Because I'm assuming he had an Apple phone. I don't know.
I'm trying to look. So yeah, it could be because it doesn't look like it is too close to the Wi-Fi. It just is there, but it could be from the surroundings that it has been that your internet is recognizing it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes.
That my neighbors that are surrounding me could have those devices that are just my Wi-Fi is recognizing.
Yes, because it doesn't look like it is directly connected to it. It might be in the surroundings. That's why you're seeing it on your home
that
path.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. Because mm-hmm. that just concern me, you know.
No, and I completely understand. I completely understand
that. You can 21 devices offline, so those could be my neighbors that are in my area.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But you shouldn't have any hacking issues with our end.
Okay.
It is just the internet. You should be okay going into your computer. Just, you know, be careful when opening any suspicious emails because that can come from anywhere.
Right.
So if you don't recognize
Well, you were very helpful because that thought never crossed my mind. So.
Oh, no worries.
I was just very anxious because we've only had it now for 24 hours. So. And so it's been a little bit... when we lost everything last night, you know?
Yes.
So.
No, I completely understand.
All right. Well,
understand.
Thank you so much. I appreciate our stuff to the consideration. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ms. Gale. Is there anything else can assist you with today?
Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. You're I hear you a little bit like on the water. Can you hear me better? Can you hear me good?
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
better now.
My cell phone is terrible. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you so much for calling our Sapphire, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Okay. You know what? Are you still there?
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Okay, it did say that...
I'm sorry. Ms. Gill? Ms. Gill, hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes. Okay, now I can hear you because it sounds a little bit on the water.
Okay. Under the in that same home pass, it says guard, real-time online protection, and it says there were 4 events.
Guard, let me take a look at guard, 4 events. Let me see if that is due to the times, how many times you lost signal.
Okay.
I'm just trying to double check.
Okay. That could have been, may have even been when he was connecting everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we have a system, but you said you haven't been connected for more than 24 hours, correct?
Since last night around 6 o'clock until he was here this morning at 8:15.
We do have a system that gives them more information, but because you haven't been connected for more than 24 hours, it's not telling me specifically what the events were. But I believe it's the times that you were probably in and out of the Wi-Fi, the signal, and that's how many events had occurred.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds feasible. Okay, well, again, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Ms. Gail. Thank you so much for calling our Star Fiber. Have a great day and give us a call with any other questions, okay?
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.